Right now, we're joined by Ron Samford from Metairie Bank for our weekly segment that he normally does with Scoot, but he gets to do with me today, Ron. So you're very lucky that you get to talk to me today. It's a rare It's a rare occurrence that you get to talk to me, Ron.
it's a real pleasure.
So what's going on with Metairie Bank? I know with the NCAA Summit Conference is canceling. How is that going to affect just the economy in general around the country, and should banks be worried about that?
Well, I think there's a lot of consternation generally about how fluid the college football season seems to be right now. And I don't – banks are already pretty concerned given the COVID-19 mm-hmm. impact on the economy and whether our borrowers are going to be able to continue to make payments, you know, once these stimulus payments run out, if they do. But taking football out of the equation just seems to make it worse. It's just such a big driver for local economies, especially the Power Five uh-huh. schools and the big programs. You know, they earn $150 million and more just on the football side from a revenue standpoint. And most of the big universities, that's 75-80% of their total revenue. And if I think the schools were already bracing, Todd, to lose the fact that they'd be able to sell tickets to right. home football games. But now they're talking about losing potentially the TV contracts that would be associated. And some of the schools, like the Big Ten schools, for example, get $50 million a piece primarily just from their football contract. And if that goes away, that's a huge hole now. So that's going to be very difficult for the schools to deal with. I've seen estimates that Wisconsin says they may lose $80 million. Of course, now the Big Ten has already said they're not going to play, as has the Pac-12, at least for the fall semester.
Right. And,
so
of course,
that's a big hole.
That's a big hole that has a trickle-down effect into the local economies as well.
It really does. Think of the game day impact from the tailgating and the people driving in the hotel rooms and the restaurants and all the things they do while they're not going to tailgate and see the game each weekend in these locations. Of course, throughout the Southeast, if the SEC were to defer, but certainly in Big Ten country and Pac-12 country, it's just decimate local economies. Hotels are already not doing that well, and I think they were looking maybe to make a little comeback if football would go on and they would allow some fans to attend the games. And mm-hmm. it's a really difficult effect. Even deferring to the spring is gonna be a problem. But if they don't play at all for a year, that's serious.
Well, even if there's going to be some sort of impact that we're going to see simply because they're not going to allow full stadiums. We've heard even at Tiger Stadium it might be 50,000, which would be half the stadium that they would allow, which is not the same amount you would have on game day. And then if you can't, we're still social distancing at that time, you're not going to see everybody tailgating around outside like you normally would. Spending money, buying things for tailgating and so forth. So, yeah, this is going to have whether they play or not, it's still going to be an impact on the local economy.
No question. And really, they're doing a lot of things to try to weather it. I think the schools have prepared themselves to try to, as far as entrance and exit from stadiums, having different people come at different times and concessions, creating some space. So I think they've done a lot to try to at least be able to get some people in the stands, but it's still dependent upon an overall decision by the powers that be at these conferences to make that decision. This thing is so – if you think about football, Todd, and then all the other varsity sports are so dependent on college football. And there have already, even before these decisions to quit playing in the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, there had already been 61 programs at the top level, Division I level varsity teams that had been cut or dropped or suspended just since the start of COVID. And I saw a study where that compares to only 57 programs in total across all NCAA programs for several years before that. And there's going to be more of that now that football may not be played. And it has such a knock-on effect if you think about it. So another one that said internationally that 88% of American athletes who competed in the last Olympic Games in Rio had played college sports. So now if you cut all of these varsity programs because they can't be funded because there's no football, mm-hmm. it goes all the way to the level of international competition.
Wow.
It's just such a a big subject to get your arms around. It's pretty interesting.
It sure is. You know, you don't realize just how far-reaching sports are and as far as in the economy as well. Do you have any advice for folks that may be affected by college football not playing or college football less smaller crowds for anyone who's their business is involved in that or is going to be affected?
Well, the only positive that you can build out of that is that, say, here in New Orleans, all of those people who might have gone to Baton Rouge on a Saturday to see Alabama are not going. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they're here, and maybe they've got some of those dollars that they'll spend locally here as opposed to spending those in Baton Rouge. And that knock-on effect could go, you know, all over the country. So hopefully there will be maybe some pro sports that are on TV. And so maybe some of the sports bars can be creative and figure out ways to attract a bigger crowd than they might normally expect, even if it's an outside screen or, you know, something like that. I think there's always a silver lining. It's just those entrepreneurs who are really focused and adventuresome who can try to pick that up and do well in bad times.
All right, Ron Sanford with Metairie Bank. Anything else you want to add or how people can get in touch with you guys?
Sure, you can look us up at MetairieBank.com. We're always here to help. We have been here since 1947. We are the oldest and largest commercial bank headquartered in Jefferson Parish. We'd love to see you.
All right, Ron Sanford, Metairie Bank. Ron, thanks so much for taking time with us.
Appreciate it, Todd.
All right.